Why do you live in L.A.? I mean, what do you see in this city?
Well, I was kind of, I was brought here at the age of three, and the city kind of crawls into you and makes you a part of it, you know, and it's not so much that I see in the city, it's just you get familiar with a thing and it becomes something that you can understand. Probably if I'd hung around East Kansas City, I would like it too, you see. So it's just familiarity. I can know where to move around. I don't get lost too often here, often enough, but it's just knowing a thing. I don't brag on it or anything. That's about it.
Mm-hmm. Well, I guess some places must have more to offer. New York has better racetracks.
I wish you wouldn't mention New York. I only lasted 3 months there. And the people were pretty strange. I go into a liquor store to get a couple six-packs, and they almost attacked me, even though I'm giving them money. The clerks were hostile.
Mm.
I don't mind indifference, you know, when you're buying something, but to be glared at, you know, when you're making a purchase and you're giving a guy a profit, it was very strange to me. And you're from New York, but I just found this hostility there, being from L.A., and, you know, it's not quite like that, so it was strange to me. And so I just stayed there 3 months.
Yeah,
so I gave up my job hanging posters in the New York subway, and I took off for Philly. That's all.
Well, how has recognition changed your life? That sort of fame. I mean, you were always writing about the real working class themes and life, and now you're famous, a celebrity, or minor celebrity, as you say.
Yeah, minor, except in Europe. That's major. A lot of people worry about this. What's he going to write about now? He's not working in the post office. He's not working in a factory. He doesn't seem to get in the drunk tank quite as often. And what's the guy going to write about? Well, that's up to me, you know. And was a totally Italian interviewer who was here a couple nights ago. That if I can't hack it in any area, I'm not a writer at all. I mean, if I were living in Beverly Hills with butlers and chauffeurs, I should still be able to write.
Mm-hmm.
No matter what it's about, if the writing's good, it's going to precisely stand out as good writing, no matter what the subject matter is. So I have no qualms about coming through. I have minor self-doubts, but no major qualms.
Did you work?
Yeah, go ahead. But people always expect me to keep writing about prostitutes and getting drunk and puking on the rug. I'm no longer doing this, so I just can't write about it. I have to move to another area. But I think I'm still getting the line down tough and good.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, what writer doesn't think he isn't or she isn't still producing the good thing?
But your work is autobiographical, especially your novels. I mean, the Henry Chinaski character is more or less you. I mean, I would assume that from the same point of view and the consistency through it, right?
Mm-hmm. Very little fabrication. Now and then there's a bit of fictionalizing just to pretty up a paint job a bit, but I don't do that too often. I stick pretty much, it's the parts I leave out are what make it gel.